Lecture 2, The Stages of History.
In our last lecture, we discussed the nature, the character of what we call Judaism. In this lecture, we're going to deal with the history of Judaism. Central to Jewish self-definition is a shared memory or a collective past. And a familiarity with that shared experience is essential for appreciating almost every aspect of Jewish religious thought and behavior. The growth, the development of Judaism was constantly linked to an ever-changing world, a political world, a cultural context in which Jews found themselves. And what we will have to do here is to delineate the stages of Jewish history, which of course go back to the biblical period. That would probably be the first stage. Our second stage would be the emergence of a post-biblical, or what we will call rabbinic Judaism. We will then move to the challenges that the medieval and early modern periods posed to Judaism, and ultimately come up to modernity. And this, of course, will require a very succinct opening presentation of thousands of years. Most of this lecture will be devoted to the formative stages of Judaism, those that serve to this day as the historical frames of reference for almost all of Jewish ritual and behavior, and in certain cases, even as models or hopes for a future restorative process. History serves as a stage for ongoing change, but the past is fixed. Or at least we think it's fixed. Some scholars claim that there's one thing that God himself cannot do. He cannot change history. Only historians can change history. But notwithstanding the fact that they are constantly reinterpreting history, for Jews there is a collective past that contributes enormously to their sense of unity, and without which Judaism cannot be understood. The collective memory in Judaism is not just a sequence of events that once transpired, but it is a story to be studied, to be transmitted, and in certain cases, even to be relived. And past and present come together in much of Judaism's self-image. And this has all sorts of practical manifestations. I'd like to note a few. For instance, the liberation or the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt is not only discussed throughout the year, but in a sense, on the Passover festival, it is relived. On the eve of that holiday, on the first night of Passover, a ceremony known as the Seder takes place, where the participants literally immerse themselves in the events of that ancient deliverance. They even proclaim that in every generation, a person should consider himself to have personally been redeemed from Egypt. Or another example. Rabbinic tradition would proclaim that the souls of all future adherents to Judaism were actually present at the revelation of God on Mount Sinai. A third example, Jews mourn to this day the destruction of their temples, events that took place thousands of years ago. And yet to this day, they commemorate it with a series of fasts, and these fasts relive. They bring back, as it were, to life an ancient event. Jews at prayer frequently turn to the past as part of their supplication regarding the present or the future. For instance, if promises were made to the patriarchs as a reward for their perfect faith, these promises now become arguments in petitioning God to have pity on their descendants in the present. Judaism represents an ongoing but constantly changing saga of 4,000 years. And each period left its distinct mark so that while new expressions were constantly being added and taking the place of the old ones, nevertheless, the old ones were never discarded. And so you have past and present constantly coming together.